Ohio just adopted one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the country. It bans abortion once a fetal heartbeat can be detected. That's typically before many women even realize they're pregnant. It's part of a trend here in some states to make it harder for women to get an abortion. But in some other parts of the world, the trend is heading in the other direction. Yesterday, we mentioned that a South Korean court just lifted the ban on abortion there. And in Rwanda, where abortion is mostly illegal, the president just issued a pardon to hundreds of women in jail for abortion. The world's Allison Herrera has a story.
When Rwandan President Paul Kagame pardoned 367 women last week who were imprisoned for abortion, many women's advocates were surprised because it was the second time he did it. Chantal Umuhoza is with the rights group Spectra.
It's not very often that he pardons people for different crimes. So for this to happen twice, it really showed us as activists that there was something that was positive coming through.
Something positive coming, she says. Umuhoza met with some of the jailed women after their release, and she says several of them told her they were arrested after they sought medical help for a miscarriage.
They had bleeding, and then when they went for medical care, someone reported them that they had had an abortion and they were taken to prison. So it was up to them to prove that they didn't actually have induced abortion. And if you can't prove that, then some of these women would end up to prison.
Rwanda used to have one of the most restrictive abortion laws in Africa. But in 2012, the government revised the law to allow abortion in cases of rape, incest, and danger to a woman's life. But even then, a woman seeking an abortion had to get a court approval. That changed last year, says Asia Russell, with the group Health Global Access Project.
And that's important because, as you can imagine, women were experiencing life-threatening consequences as a result of a pregnancy and having to wait for adjudication to agree with what she already knew. And in some cases, there were devastating health consequences as a result.
Advocates say they hope Kagame's pardons signal that the government may be moving towards making safe abortions more accessible to more women.
No human should ever be criminalized for the health services that they require. And abortion is ultimately health care.
But Rwanda is still a conservative country, says Chantal Umuhoza. She points out that even though more than 50% of the lawmakers are women, it doesn't mean that they support abortion rights. For The World, I'm Allison Herrera.